This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM. Now, on Tuesday, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad informed the Parliament that his government, is studying the possibility of reintroducing the teaching and learning of science and mathematics and English in schools, or better known by PPSMI. What do you guys think?
Yeah, so, I mean, right now, apparently this issue is bringing out very strong views from both the supporters as well as those who oppose it. I fall right in between where I'm very confused. I don't know where we stand about this. I mean, in some ways, I know that there was something good when this issue came up several years ago, almost a decade ago. But now a decade has passed, whether or not it's Are we late in the game? And now it's getting everybody confused.
The libertarians would say that, of course, you must teach math and science in English, but why are you neutral, Sharitz? I'm interested in
that. Well, there are circumstances, right? I mean, we're talking about literacy here, whether or not... If we want to impose teaching English and math in English, you need teachers who are able to teach them,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So we
the
are
teaching
talking
faculty.
About, and teaching, we're not talking about those teachers who are located in Kuala Lumpur. They're also in the rural areas. And if language proficiency, is this going to backfire? So it should have been a focus on the language 10 years ago. And at this point in time, we're supposed to be at least more bilingual. And we're very competent with the language. And then we can move on about speaking about introducing the subject in the language. So, I mean, that's where I'm at the moment.
I mean, I'm all for teaching maths and science in English. I think there are many benefits. We can't help it. We are just part of this global world. And these two subjects are very much, all the development is mainly in English. My only bugbear about this, or beef about this, is really the policy flip-flopping. Mm. Because it was the case, 10 years ago, and then we changed our minds. And like you say, Sharitz, the people that pay the price, the students are one, of course, and the teachers.
And the economy, because ultimately these are the workers, or the quality of the workers we're coming out with.
Yeah, it's the future, right? And then, I mean, we are supposed to move towards vocational teaching, vocational education. And if you really want, you have to really consider who is employing all our vocational students, right, in the future. It will be probably a lot of multinational companies where I can imagine English is still going to be the medium of conversation.
No doubt.
Yeah, just as an aside, I was with Ezra Zayed a couple of nights ago, and we were talking about schooling, right, education. And he said he was really, you know how kids are quite blur, like, you know, until a certain age when they get switched on.
We're still blur sometimes.
Sometimes, adults are, right? But he said he was really, when he went to school abroad, and he went to a really good school, that's when he really became switched on. So obviously, this is a discussion which has got lots of legs, and we're going to continue the conversation today. We've got on the line Professor Dr. Noor Hashimah Jalaluddin. She's a professor of linguistics at UKM, which is the University of Kebangsaan Malaysia, and also the president of the National Linguistics Society, a group which is opposed to the PPSMI policy. Prof, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. Based on the studies that you conducted and your perspective as a linguist, why is the PPSMI policy ineffective?
Right. Shall I go back a decade ago when we did the research? The research was done by UKM, Oopsie, UUM, and some NGOs. And as a result, it was not really convincing enough. The students are not improving their English. And simultaneously, the result for the math and science are declining in all national exams. So, and at that time, there was no infrastructure, the teachers are not ready, and many other factors. I think I should speak from the linguistic point of view. Shall I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Now, for language acquisition, in our discipline, in linguistics, we are much better with our mother tongue. Because when we converse in our own language, it will be more easily absorbed by the brain and make the cognitive processes much easier. This is very scientific terms when talking about cognitive science. So in our country, English is a second and might be third language for Malaysians. For instance, we have ethnic in Sabah, Sarawak, and states with dialects. Then it turns out to be the third language, or foreign language, to make it very clear. And this will make the comprehension of the subjects more difficult. Now, what is our aim of teaching them math and science? We want them to be very good in understanding the subjects. Shall we do in a foreign language or a second language? Now, if they are proficient enough, we have to look this from... Not from a perception or emotion. We cannot be emotional, but we must be rational and we must do research on this.
Professor, so, I mean, just to follow on that conversation, the teaching of science and math in English is under the dual language program. Do you think parents and students instead who wants to learn English should be given this option?
All right. Talking about the options, I want to ask one question. Now, at present, we have five types of school, right? We have national, we have Sekolah Jenis Kebangsaan China, Sekolah Jenis Kebangsaan Tamil, the Islamic-based school, the private school for Chinese, and so on. And we have five. Now, these five schools are walking in parallel. So the question now, where is the integration for the children? If you want an options, right, I think it should be like, I'm a linguist, you see. I'm not talking from the nationalistic point of view. I'm talking from the linguist point of view. I think for all the countries in the world, they have one uniform schools, right? And for an option, then in the afternoon, they can go to any extracurricular. They can learn Arabic, they can learn Chinese, they can learn Tamil, they can learn everything. Then we can talk about having people together, and we can have an integration for our nation. Then an option can be in the afternoon. They can choose what to do. Because for me, I show you one example. In England, for example, my children go to England English school in England. They never learn English as what we learn in Malaysia. They never have a very formal English language classes, as what is tenses, what is info, what is subject, predicate. But they learn English through storybooks. Every day they will come back and read storybooks. And then I ask the teacher, why are not you teach them English in a proper manner? I'm referring to Malaysia. They said, no, the children will have they will learn the English from readings, from storybooks. And now after they know the patterns, then only they will start learning linguistically, to make it easy. Now, if you want to learn math and science using English, what are the benefits they are having if they are really proficient enough? If we are like Singapore, a metropolitan country, where all the infrastructures are there, where all the teachers are good, where all the people are, they are rich country and they can support the country, it's okay. But now we have urban, we have suburban, and we have rural school.
Okay.
I went for a research. Yeah.
Okay, Prof. I'm afraid we've got this all the time we have. Thank you for your thoughts, and those are good thoughts. That was Professor Dr. Noor Hashimah Jalaluddin, a professor of linguistics at University Kebangsaan Malaysia. Now, obviously, this is something that is going to go on and on in terms of discussion. We now turn to an educationist's perspective, and we have on the line Chan Soon Seng. He's the program director of Teach for Malaysia. Now, Soon Seng, when you saw this policy being introduced, what was your first impressions?
Yeah, I think that the first thought is that from the implementation perspective, the biggest thing that we always have to keep at the forefront of our thinking is how do we ensure that we keep the learning of a child at the forefront of all the actions and the decisions that we make. And so whether that is at the highest levels of policy making, whether that is at the school or the district or the state leadership level or at the teacher's decision-making level, we've got to keep the best interests of our students at heart. And so I think that is the biggest thing that we've got to keep in mind. And so implementing, I guess, blanket-wide policies may be a challenge in ensuring that all children have access to the kind of education quality that they need in terms of teaching math and science. So I guess at Teach for Malaysia, one of the things that we're most concerned about is the idea of equity in terms of access to an excellent education. And I think that we heard earlier about just the idea that we have so many groups of students, whether it is across geographical constraints that may have different factors that affect their how that may affect their response to.
So, Soon Seng, can I just ask, right? Yeah. The question has always been that there's a gap between the rural and urban kids if we teach maths and science in English. So is there any way to mitigate this gap?
Yeah, I think that ultimately, I think that we have to decentralize, I think, the way we make decisions about this. And we've got to be able to equip schools with, number one, the authority to make the decisions that will work for them and their communities, but also to resource them to make those decisions. So, for example, if a rural school wants to implement a math and science and English program, they've got to be able to have access to, in the announcement, it was referenced that IT needs to be used. They've got to be able to have access to the IT, to the infrastructure that's going to be able for them to implement that, and for the training necessary for their teachers to be able to implement that.
We've got
to be able to resource them alongside that.
All right, thank you so much for your time, Soon Seng. Those are good thoughts as well. That was Chan Soon Seng, the program director of Teach for Malaysia. Now, very quickly, guys, what do you guys think of the divergent views?
I think we should start somewhere. And yeah. I know it's going to be painful to implement. And yes, maybe students might struggle, teachers might struggle. But we need to make a start in teaching English, using English to teach maths and science.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we will be left behind.
Yeah, I mean, education, there is no room for politics or populism. At the end of the day, what is at stake is the future of Malaysia, because the economy is what's the most important. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.